out in new reports after we spent so long with that old report. And finally, it's really that it's downright disrespect for the decision that we've taken in the committee. We take a decision that we're going to deal with recommendations. People come with something other than recommendations and resolutions. And we, as the ANC, presented findings and recommendations as we understood. And I'm sure this is the part of those findings and recommendations. And we are prepared right now, Chair, to put them on the table so that we can discuss them. So it is that right, Chair, that I think that the document that was tabled by the opposition, a 19-page document, that only has maybe 2 pages of recommendations and resolutions. But that document must be rejected. Because that's not what we agreed upon. Now, if they use that document for purposes of getting to their recommendations and resolutions, that's fine, sir. But it can't be presented to this House or to this committee for consideration. My understanding is let's consider recommendations, let's consider findings. And anything other than that must be rejected. So, that is my opening remarks, sir. And if you so wish, and when you give us direction, we are prepared to get our recommendations. But that is what I thought I was saying, Chairperson, in terms of what we have received and what we have before us. Thank you very much.
I have noticed the UN, so I will first give Nedis an opportunity to express them, and then we'll come to that point. Honorable Kubai.
Thank you, Chair. I suspect to support the views of my colleague. Honorable Smith, this report must be rejected. And I tell you, firstly, because we are here, and I do support the issue that you've actually been engaging in bad faith. Because if we engage from the beginning, we said the report is here. No, honorable member, you see, the way you are responding, it's very quite offensive. No, I'm saying so. Honourable members, we took time to say what must be in. The total is the right. Why didn't colleagues say this is our view? On page 1, this is what we want to insert. We agreed what must be out. To start with, in the format is not important how Parliament likes to report. So it's just, in terms of format, it's just wrong. Let alone the content. But the issue here, Chair, is that what is it, why would we have people sit here? Why did we waste our time? If colleagues are going to sit somewhere in the Holland after the report, when we sit here, all of us, we were not bored to sit here. We took it as a serious process, as a constitutional obligation for us to sit here, page by page, very painfully to us, to look at what was written, by the drafter, agree on what needed to be changed. We took 2 sessions on that. And we had one morning, not only recommendation, but the whole report. Second, it rehearsed all the other way. What is it that we're doing? Because all the issues have been fixed to say we're not prepared to engage in the report. We are not together with this committee to draft the report. We want to draft our own report. Because we sat here, all of us, working on a report. And why didn't colleagues necessary in the time that we are drafting the report to say this is our comments? Is it because the document was drafted somewhere else? That's my perception. That somebody was sitting drafting the report so it was not ready. Because they could have used the document to sit with them and say, oh, this paragraph is interesting, and this is out. So why did we waste each other's time? Because I don't think that we have that time to waste. If we are going to sit here, what is that? How do we guarantee ourselves to sit here and agree on something? If to get tomorrow, Chair, we are going to turn back and change what we are doing.
Honourable Moses, thank you, Chairperson. I hear what the honourable colleagues are saying. I think there's a misunderstanding. Let me just make this one point about land faith. That's why I react, because I think that's an unfortunate statement to make. To accuse members that we are participating in bad faith, reject that all due respect, chairperson, of consent. Because once you go that route, I could put a similar argument on the table. And it would go like this. People say, we argued in the House and we adopted the resolution, and we were assured by chief group of your party that the 1-8 would apply and we would be allowed to call anybody that we like. That was said in the first ad hoc, the second, and the third. And each and every time that was not allowed. So if we want to accuse each other of bad faith, we can go down that route. But let's go back to the report here. It's not correct that that's what we agreed upon in the last 2 days, that we are rejecting that. As far as we are concerned, that is the first part of the report. We're not changing everything by saying this should now replace that. We all know that the first part of the report, which we all went through combined and jointly, basically was a description of exactly what happened, the process of what happened. And we found each other in terms of that process. As far as we are concerned, that stands. We're not replacing that. The problem started when we came to the point where what is now findings, if any, and what would be the recommendations. And that's where the ways the path differed and went the separate ways. So a lot of times we agreed basically that Green Party, they would like to do so, don't put their findings and recommendations on paper, and the opposition would exactly the same. And that is basically what we handed in this morning, not to take away the thing that we agreed upon, but in addition to that. This should be in addition to that. That is our proposal on the table and we would like to engage. I find it strange that both members said it should be rejected out of hand. Does that mean that they're not going to discuss it even? They just want to reject it? I think it's a bit strange.
The Honourable Bobo, followed by the Honourable Freisenbach.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I also join the people who are really not supporting this report. In fact, I would like to ask from the members from other parties, if they do agree with this document, consciously, they agree with the document. Secondly, we were with the members here, and we were of the impression that they were legitimizing the committee, the work of the committee, and we were together. And this report sort of overturns the entire work of the committee, and we've got to relook at another version of what one of the members wrote. I was of the impression that we were to look into the findings. And we all had agreed with the 6 findings that were of the bullet. And lo and behold, we get this document with the specific members that wrote it, and I hope the other parties agree with this. But that is their prerogative, but we don't support, I don't support this document, because they just did everything, reversed everything, the way the other members decided to do so, because really, there was nothing justifying in that vision that we saw. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Firstly, I would like to agree with the Honourable Mulder that the document agreed in conjunction with all the parties and the committee should be agreed with this document. But certainly, there's nothing new in this document. It is largely the document that was tabled by Mr. Scholz. And everybody's seen it before. Nothing new here. Some thinking this is done in secret. It's been around all the time. It was read. It's our view that it should be included in the report. And one of the reasons why we were forced to prepare a document of this nature is simply because this is an example today, but yesterday too, every time we say something, they say no. Just no, I'm not going to do it. So, one has to be a little choice.
Honourable members, I want to remind you that there was only at one instance where a vote had taken place. It came to the people we invited. At no other stage did a vote take place in party stage to find each other, and a number of concessions were made yesterday on both sides. I can't recall, Honourable Breitenbach, that anything was just rejected
out of hand. Apart from those two instances where those discussions could not reach a conclusion, the parties broke away. So just for the record, we are striving to find one another here. And my task as a chairperson is to facilitate a situation where we can find common ground. And I'll proceed by doing so. And I just wanted to clarify that to the meeting.
And may I draw your attention to
you, Mr. Chair? I didn't expect a response. I didn't expect a response. I was just saying that we'll conduct a meeting where we'll try to find one another and illustrate the number of concessions for already made. The Honourable Damere.
Thanks, Chair. I also want to add my voice in objecting this document, just outright. I wonder if we are really discussing honestly or dishonestly, because we've all gone through the document page by page, and at a certain stage when we reach findings of searching bullets, for the suggestion that those items should shift to findings. And we're all there. And when we're continuing with all that, when it came to findings, then our commission of opposition said they needed time to complete their findings and recommendations. We're all together. Now what I expected today was to see those findings and recommendations. Now, if Honourable Peter has said this document is the same as the one that was submitted by Honourable Chef, I wonder then if it tells us of the ownership of the other minority parties, because that document was submitted as a part, as the CDA. So that's another question. I think we all went to Uganda. We all have observations. At Uganda, most of us agreed on what we saw. Most of us, not all, definitely. And we had observations. Now, to come today to dispute all what we have seen and all what we have done, I just fail to understand. I think we need to move forward. These are our views. The bottom line is, we don't want even reference to the document. We'll check the document and we will present our findings and recommendations of the ANC based on what we've seen and done on this case. Thanks, sir.
The Honourable September, followed by the Honourable Singh and the Honourable Mabinda.
Thank you, Chairperson. I obviously remember that we stated we will then come back and we will discuss recommendations, findings and so on. Now, the worrying point is that Honourable Reitenmark said, it then takes us away from what we have said yesterday. And that is, no, we never got a chance, and then look what else we should do, and then this is in any event the same document. Then contradicts what Honourable Mulder says and takes us much further away then from how we ended the meeting yesterday. But maybe we should ask our Honourable members to be frank with us and tell us exactly where they are taking us to. Because quite frankly, if you just take the first page of the document, and even the way that the document is structured, you appear to be putting together a document if you want to litigate. Now that's very different from what you are explaining, Honourable. And so I think the path that we have walked with each other up to now The arguments that have been enunciated as to why you've decided to go into the direction that you did, it must be said that it's unfortunate that indeed it doesn't gel the spirit of how we have been participating up to now. In fact, I thought that there would be quite a number of pages that would talk about the absolute condemnation, and I think that's what we probably have to discuss, should have discussed much more, our joint condemnation of the fact that we should not tolerate corruption, and that many aspects that have been said in the previous committee report, and maybe more so now, should have been the discussion. And be open with us, speak with us. Tell us you're going to court tomorrow morning. Tell us this is what you are intending, and that via Parliament you want to do all of these things. Because it does appear, and I think you are getting extremely worried that you are rehashing things all over again, and that it does appear, maybe not a liberty show, but it does appear that comes across as a bit of, us being misled in what the intention is, was, shall be, and where we are supposed to be. I think that will help us, because they know, you know, what we're dealing with, then we know this is what everything should be open, to be honest with you. Because I think if I remember the words that Honorable Maimani said just a few hours ago, hour or two ago, it then cements those things that you said. Now, if that's the case, nothing else can say that we have been there. It's unfortunate. And that certainly we can't see any basis why we then should discuss the report which from Thursday we said that the case is relevant, and that we should now take a different decision that we now want to embrace it. And for all the reasons, Chair, my suggestion would be, I align myself with them on the members that say, we obviously can't accept this report, and should check it out in hand. And then secondly, that we now should move to what we have agreed upon yesterday, and that is, can we now discuss regulations, can we now discuss findings and so on, and it's not wasted other time here.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. Just in terms of procedure, I think Honourable Members are speaking to the report that was tabled by the opposition parties, and all opposition parties are signatories to that document. That's understood. In terms of procedure, I see there's an outright rejection of that document in total. By the same token, with the document that has been put together as ANC proposals for inclusion in the final report of the committee findings, this one here, also be placed before us for comment in a similar manner that this one is being done. This one is set in terms of process. So that views can be expressed from this document as well.
You had liberty to do so. I said that, maybe I mentioned it just before you came out, that those documents were received, and I asked our members to comment. Right, so members from different positions, you are free to do so.
Yes, sorry, Chairman, that was outside. Let me start off by saying that, yes, as far as is possible, we agreed that we must try and find each other. And you're quite correct, Honourable Chair, that we parted ways in terms of votes when it came to who should be called on one occasion. But for us, that was a very, very, very important parting of ways. Because we believe that at that time, the process is not going to be credible in the sense that people who should be coming here and talking to their reports, and people were verified in the manner that they were done, where it said that the public sector, if I may mention it, misled this committee. We as a committee did not really apply our minds and said, let's give those people an opportunity to come here before us. That is the argument that and that's what we voted on. And that's why I say it was a very, very crucial vote at that time, and a very, very crucial moment in the deliberation of this meeting. Having said that, Chairperson, yesterday when we parted, we said, let us
list our observations or findings. We met all opposition parties at EEC. And we decided to call it observations rather than findings. Now, honorable members of the organization who are saying that we should be condemning poor workmanship and the facts and some of the other issues, we've done that. If our document is looked at carefully, you will see prices were inflated, instances of poor workmanship, work appeared to be incomplete, all those responsible for deviation from the PFMA should be held accountable, etc., etc. So we have covered those issues that we actually saw and that we all agree on. So it's not that we have not covered, but there are other observations that different members of the committee made themselves, and they wanted that included in this report, and we included it here as observations. If Honorable Mulder observed something that I didn't observe, then we wrote it down. If Honorable Binda or Chaira saw something that Honorable Drake wanted, we wrote it down. So all our observations here are documented. Now, when we looked at the observations, wrote them down, and then we came to our recommendation. I mean, our recommendation is diametrically opposed to the recommendations here. And at the end of the day, this is what goes to the House, the recommendation. You either support or you don't support. And it's quite clear from our documents that we do not support the report that was tabled by the Minister of Police in content and in substance. It's clear. Whereas the ANC document doesn't even refer to that report at all. It makes different recommendations and doesn't refer to the report. It talks about recommending that the executive ensure that all necessary steps are undertaken to ensure that the safety of the head of the state and his family is not compromised. That's one recommendation. Second one, the Portfolio Committee of Public Works, Police and JSC on Intelligence must ensure continuous monitoring of corrective actions to be taken by the relevant national departments. And the third one is the committee recommends that the relevant departments and law enforcement authorities ensure the expeditious conclusion of civil, criminal and disciplinary matters. We agree with that. But the House, in terms of the resolution, asked us to consider the report of the Minister of Police in terms of what his view was on security and non-security issues. Now, this doesn't say whether, you know, we agree or we don't agree with what he has said in his report, in his classification of security and non-security. So it's a bit unclear as to what you are saying in that document. But going back here, when we did the observations and came to our recommendation, we believed that it was necessary to put it into context. Hence the first part of the document. And I think yesterday it was mentioned that Honorable Self had tabled the document. We looked at that document, all of us. There are amendments made to that particular document. It is possible that the way it is drafted and presented is not the way Parliament would advise, but our proposal is that it should form part of the document, the report that's sent to Parliament, in the sense that it provides context. The other issues that we agreed to in the 7 pages, the 7 pages, we all agreed, we can't go back and say we disagree with it. We spent many, many hours agreeing on that, and we allowed each other concession. So we are saying that to give context to the observations and the recommendations, one needs to include more than just what's included in those 7 pages, and hence the other pages that are there. So that's the manner in which we approach our work. But I just go back to the point, if we want to say we reject this, and then we consider this, then we will need to speak to this document as presented to us and see what views we have and see whether we can find each other in some way and take it from there. Thanks.
Just me as a question of clarity, Honorable Singh. I've read this document and I see the opposite. This document essentially consists of 22 pages, right? Of which 19 of these pages are the school. Is that the context in the background that you've heard? But isn't that what we agreed upon should not be in the report?
Chairman, just to respond directly, I think it was said quite clearly from the chair yesterday that whatever was submitted by Honorable Sir would not be part of the report by the chair. I don't think there's a debate on that. It can't form part of the report. But we thought, let's bring the matter back to us today and see whether we can put part of it or exclude part of it or whatever. But when we were told you can't have it in the report, we said, no, it's an essential part of the report, which is context. And then we can look at it, but to reject it outright in its entirety means then if the majority view is that we reject this report that has been tabled, then we must consider this report and take it from there. But we are still hoping that one can look at this.
I understand now where you're coming from. I'm with you. The Honorable Mabinda.
Yeah, thanks, Honorable Chair. In fact, I just want also to confirm that we are part of this report, and we have given an input to this report, as all the parties that are listed. And then I also want, Honorable Chair, to comment.
Honorable Binda, I'm sorry, can you just speak a little bit more clear? I can't follow you.
Is it? Yeah, can I also correct, you know, what the honorable members of the ruling party are saying, more especially regarding to the issue of wasting time. We cannot come here and spend all this time. We came here in good faith to engage. But what I have observed most of the time was that, as a person now, was that you know, the ruling party honorable members were just here to stretch their muscles. That's my observation. To show their strength that they are in the majority. And when we were raising that, they thought that we are asking for favors, or maybe we are trying to question that, but that's what we have said. Maybe we need to look at ourselves in the manner in which we handle these issues. You see, because we have made it very clear, Honorable Chair, that we are not here to rubber stamp the decisions of the ruling party. And this agreement that they keep on referring to, I don't understand where they get it from. Because I have made it also clear even yesterday that I don't even understand the rationale behind these agreements or whatever, whether you call them consensus that they have agreed to. But what we are saying here is that this is the document that we feel very strongly that it should be considered seriously. And we are not saying they cannot stretch their muscles, okay, as they normally do. But this is the document, and this document is a reflection of what has transpired throughout, and we have expressed even the views that are in the document. Not once, more than once. It is the document that we think we will live with. Whether they reject it in total or not, it's neither here nor there. But what is important is that it's the document that we feel very strongly that it's the document that we have submitted as the opposition party. Thank you.
Honorable Mambasala.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I must make it very clear that thus far we have not stretched our muscle, and thus far we have not used our majority, and the fact that we are majority, we cannot be apologetic about it. It's the people of South Africa that put us into the position of majority here. So it can't be correct that we are reminded or blackmailed, you know, about the fact that we are majority. It's a fact we are majority, because South Africa felt that we should be majority and lead the country. Chair, honorable members are referring to a document, and I'm confused, because when we adjourned here yesterday, all parties were given a responsibility to craft a, whether you call it finding or observations. For me, that's the same thing. And the recommendations, and that we submit all that to the office of the chairperson by 8 o'clock. Now, honorable members on the other side, they decide to take over the responsibility of the secretariat of this committee, go and draft a report. That report, it can be a report of the committee, because the report of the committee is there already, and we have deliberated on it already. Now, what we are supposed to be doing today is to look into the recommendations, findings, or observations. Now, in the document which they have submitted, we can only look into the observations or findings which they are proposing, if they were submitted to the offices agreed yesterday, and if everything else, because we are not going to look into it. The other part of the document, I must be outright and say, we reject the other parts of the document which they submitted. We must look into the recommendations, findings, observations as agreed. Now, what I want to bring into your attention is that delaying tactics with the intention to collapse the work of the committee, we are not going to allow that. Because honorable members now are playing delaying tactics. Today, we are supposed to conclude the business of the committee and make the point that everything is finished by tomorrow. Right? Now, if honorable members, they are doing this with the intention that part 12 of the rules book, which alludes to the other committee and how it uses its responsibility, is something that we are not going to allow. We are going to take the task of the ad hoc committee and submit the report to Parliament one time. So I want to urge that Chair, we deal with what we were mandated to do as parties and leave the responsibility of the Secretariat of the Committee to the Secretariat of the Committee. Thank you, Chair.
The Honourable Swart, followed by the Honourable Wama.
Chair, I think it's very clear we are not engaging in any delaying tactics, and it's very straightforward. We have provided what we thought was the document that was circulated as a background, and that is unique to that, as Mr. Singh has pointed out, and then the observation. So there's no problem follows on with where we were halfway through. And we aren't, and it's very clear that at a certain point we were getting pathways. Because if you look at the recommendations and the findings from the ANC, they check the report of the Minister of Peace, which exonerates the President. So, say, maybe we need to just reach the point now if we're not going to find it.
So you're starting the most proceedings.
Exactly. So basically, that is, you see, that is the point that we're going to, because we've been accused of bad faith and a lot of things, but has the ANC not done the same thing from the word go, saying they're going to check the Minister of Peace's report? Have you not wasted that time as well? I'm not saying, I'm just putting a hypothetical question. Because the same could be said of the AMC. How can it be that having been there, that every AMC member can say that the President did not benefit one cent? That cannot be so. And you appeal to our conscience. Similarly, I appeal to your conscience. Surely, you saw what happened in Parliament today. The President said he's awaiting the parliamentary process, rightly or wrongly. Now, I'm sorry, I've got to look in the testament. And I'd appeal to us. But it seems that we are going to part ways. And it seems that at this stage, we will be set with what we would say are our observations. This is the crux. It's observations. The introductory part is really neither here nor there. That's part of, we thought it could be helpful to you in that. But the observations and the findings, then it's very clear that we're going to part ways, and maybe we shouldn't, because that's not our intention. I see yesterday, it's not our intention to delay this matter. We want to find us tomorrow. I've got lots of other things to deal with. But maybe, Chair, it's
time to be frank and to say, well, let's then, is there any usage in going through each one of these and playing backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards? Because I cannot accept the recommendation of the ANC that accepts the Minister of Peace's report. And I'm sure, similarly, the ANC is not going to accept our observation that the President and his family have undue benefit. That's our observation. So, Chair, I'm not formally moving any, I'm just saying that this is something for us to consider. Thank you.
Honourable Duama.
Thank you, Chairperson. Before I, first of all, I just want to make things very clear. As opposition parties, we have the right
to speak into the mic, please.
Oh. As of
opposition use that rally voice of yours when you address your supporters.
No, as opposition, I'm speaking to that matter than I go around. You know, Honourable Jim, I just want to make a few issues very clear. I think, you know, Honourable members from the ruling party, they must know that we have the right, as long as, of course, to meet with PA or IFP or NFP or PAC to share, to consult, to persuade each other if we think we want to validate, if either informal or formal. So that should not be viewed another way. So if we have produced a report, I just want to call it a report of questions. This report that we are giving, this observation, I think these are observations of questions. This might be appreciated. We should not, you know, resort with mailing people getting offended easily, you know, creating a psychosis of fear. No, we should not do that. We should know that we have the right to produce documents to guide this commission. I concur with that report that we totally, we can't agree with the report that has been produced. The report that we have created, I think it will guide better. And I hope it will even assist better if we can, if I was expecting, you know, honorable members to say, let us look into this report that we have produced. What are the reasons? If I want to quote what Dr. Mtsenga said, you know, I think our document is one of the superior persuasive measures, which I thought the honourable members will see this the way we are trying to persuade them. We really want to see this matter reset. But it shouldn't be reset, you know, satisfying the ruling party. Because they have a political party line that they are following. And then I think they can hide it in many sentences, and it is very clear. So we as political parties and as members of this committee, we also have the way we see things and the way we think we must include in this report. And I know you have reminded us, we did vote that the public protector should come. We said initially that the public protector must come here. Obviously, we lost vote. But this is one of the reasons why I think, you know, this report, that they say they support, they don't support what we have brought here, is lacking credibility. And, you know, I want to tell you why this is frustrating, fellow. I remember Honorable Mambet, I just want to quote the same name very well, Mohammed Khan. In the last meeting when I was here, he said very, very briefly that the public protector never brought the report in Parliament. The president said they contradicted them. The honorable president said that the public protector submitted the report. He said it just 1 hour, 2 hours ago. So you see how we lack information, how this information is not even sufficient for us to arrive in saying, oh, the president can't do anything and so on. So I want to add my voice that. That report that has been submitted is not a report of the honorable James Shelter. We were part of it. And then we support it. And if you reject this report, then I think we must all agree, and I want to add what Honorable Sanders, we must all agree that we are not actually applying our conscience as honorable members. We are actually reducing ourselves into following what our political parties are saying. There's no doubt about it. It's like that. And to reject this report should not be taken as a sin. We reject it, and then if it...
Which report?
the report, that, I mean, the, in our report, I think should be included in that. We need to look into it, and that's what we say in our report, to the main report of the committee. So, in another way, in rejecting to agree with the report of the minister, should not be seen as a way of delaying. We are not delaying. We are just providing a report of conscience. Thanks.
I just want to remind the honourable members that the issue of our public protective support ended up in Parliament is captured in the previous report that was adopted by the House. Right? It was a range of letters that was exchanged and the President wrote to Parliament and attached that report to Parliament. So I just wanted to clarify that point of view. Honourable members. Okay. It's free education. I see the hand of the Honourable Coleman, followed by the Honourable Mocheha, and we must really not go around in circles here, and the Honourable Mulder. I will come to you, there's still another two or three minutes below that.
Okay. Chair, thank you. The other day, I alluded to the fact that there's a feeling that you are
adjust the temperature. Oh, honourable members, let's continue. I said the honourable Coleman. Can you continue where you left off?
Yes. The reason why I said close yourself to anything contrary to what you came with here was confirmed by Honourable Breitenbach. Because when she said the document that you presented is from the same document that Mr. South presented. I can hear that now you just attached your signature to it, which is okay. But it is true that all along we were just moving. You were just moving with us, which I think that's what the members are referring to when they say really you were not discussing in good faith. This meeting is a continuation of yesterday's meeting. We attend for one reason and only one reason, that the reason being that you were not able to go with us through the findings and the recommendations because you thought you needed to caucus further so that you can then submit to the House Chair. You didn't talk about writing or fabricating a report. So that's what I think is a pity, because really, otherwise you could have sat down yesterday, because the majority of you were here and looked at those observations one by one and the recommendation as they were. And I just want to ask to have a clear understanding that when we started, we elected the chairperson. And according to the rules of this House, the chair of the committee is the one that is responsible for coming up with the report or minutes or whatever. So it cannot be that then, while we are in the middle of addressing a particular matter, if we are to refer to conventional issues or conventional ways of doing things, We cannot then say when the process of addressing certain issues, and then we are taken back again to, you know, to deal with other things. If we wanted to redraft the report, we could have done so. I think we discussed, because the report was so big, we ended up coming up with a 9-page report, of which you were part of, and you agreed with the short, Honorable Short. The only area where you couldn't agree that you wanted to apply yourself more, you need more time to apply your mind on, were on the findings and the recommendations. And that could have taken us to the conclusion yesterday of that report. We really don't want to rubber stamp. Hence, the process was quite open and everybody participated. Where we thought we needed to vote, there was that opportunity to vote. We just want you to play within the process, not to rush them, because I don't think we are all in a political arena here, and we want to be convincing and to be convinced. And where we're not convinced, therefore we cannot be accused of playing the majority. Yes, in politics it's about numbers, unfortunately. We will fight for numbers. We need to win the debate and arguments, for otherwise, really, we cannot therefore force things to others. I will appeal that we start where we ended yesterday, and really we cannot go back to the report. We just start where we ended yesterday. We can retable that report and then look at those findings, and if there's anything, we can go one by one, Honorable Schwartz, one by one, as we had started yesterday. If you feel the document of yours has some of those things, then let's go one by one and see. You can then argue to say, no, we don't agree with this. Nothing stops you from doing that. When we come to the other one and say, yes, we agree, if we don't find any point of convergence, we don't. We can't force it. And then we continue like that and finish off. Really, instead of fighting over documents, I don't think you have that authority to come with your own report. There's only one source of that, which is the chairperson, or the secretary through the chairperson. Thank you.
Honorable Chairman.
Honorable Chairperson, I think the key words here are playing within the process and playing the game according to rules. And I think as a committee, we have really thus far done exceptionally well, because we agreed on a process, we followed that process. Now, this process took us to a point where we agreed that the report must be produced. The report was produced. We considered it together as a committee, and we came to the determination that it should be redrafted in a particular way, and that was done. And the report was brought to us, and we went through the report and agreed, reached the third point stage where we said what was left was to generate findings and recommendations. That's where we left the letters. So the only situation that arose was that the opposition party said they were not yet ready to present findings and recommendations. They needed time to go and do so. And I think the chairperson was very generous. He agreed to that, and also offered us an opportunity to do that before 8 o'clock this week. And all of us went away with a single understanding that we had to prepare findings and recommendations. So this meeting today
cannot be about submissions of documents or reports. It can only be about a discussion of the findings and recommendations from both sides. So it's about engagement on findings and recommendations. So I really, with due respect, want to agree that any document or report today has no status because none of us had a mandate flown from the process to go and draw up a report for main submissions. So, Chairperson, I am encouraged by the fact that Honorable Singh and Honorable Swart don't appear to be married to this report. I can see that they are aware that it was out of order to bring a report. So,
the member is very visionary at the moment.
So
allow the member to continue.
I think, to give you the benefit of the doubt, use it as your internal document. We don't want to see it. We want to hear your findings and recommendations. Let's take forward the process in terms of engagement on findings and recommendations. I thank you, Chair.
The Honourable Mulder.
Thank you, Chairperson. I hear the Honourable Mulder says he doesn't want to see this document. I'm afraid that you see much more of it, whether you like it or not. If I may come back to the Honourable Coleman just now, because Chairperson, she referred to the question of democracy, and politics is about numbers. No, it's not. It's not merely about numbers, it's about constitutional principles as well. But that's something that will sort out. That's in a different forum. And you can go there with arguments about numbers, you'll go there with arguments about constitutional principles, and then we'll see where we go. In regard to the Honourable Motsenko's point just now, nothing is out of order as far as I'm concerned, Chairperson. This committee is in the process of finalising a report. There's no rule that says, at a certain stage, you're only allowed to speak about this aspect of a report. There's no such rule. The committee has not finalised its work. We're absolutely within our rights to put on the table what we've done. And unfortunately, the Honourable Chairperson of the view that my two colleagues don't feel strongly about that, maybe that's an understanding perhaps, because I can assure you, we all feel very strongly about the report in its entirety. The Honourable Reitenbach correctly pointed out that it's not new. When we participated and came to this committee, we did not so do unconditionally. We never did that. And we could not do that of our experience in the first and the second ad hoc committee. You remember at the first day when I came here, I said I was not going to participate and my time wasted. So we came here. On the first occasion, we took a point in limit and I explained to the majority party that we think that we are out of order, but that we think that the process is wrong. But we are prepared to go along, not unconditionally. And we did exactly that. We accepted the program. What was the program? The program was to go and do an inspection in local ethnic conduct. I said, fine, let's all go and have a look. But that's not where the program stops. Proposals were made from both sides that we should call people. It may be a coincidence, but only the people suggested by that side of the committee were allowed to come. And not one person on this side of the committee was allowed to participate. Now, don't you think that would have had an effect on the good faith and cooperation within the committee? I think it did have a huge effect on that whole process. So we feel very strongly about the document in terms of the first phase of the document, and let me just try to say that once again. I think there's agreement amongst everybody in this committee that the first phase of the document, which we agreed upon, we still all agree upon that it stands. The question is what happens subsequent to that. And we came to the point where we need to discuss the last part of the report. And we feel that part of that last part should include the document as we presented it in its entirety, because that, as far as we are concerned, gives the correct constitutional principles and position. It's one thing to refer to the resolution of the House. I would like to look a little bit beyond that, and there's another document called the Constitution, which gives Parliament the right to do oversight. And I think we failed in that when we decided not to allow certain people to come here. If I may come to the proposal put on the table, I think it comes from the ANC, in terms of the findings, which we also received today. There's a number of bullets, and then the recommendations. If I may assist the ruling party chairperson, I think you are completely, totally outside the mandate of the ACCA committee. What happened here was, we went on an oversight visit to Mpanda. Somehow we changed our mind along the road in terms of what we saw, and now we are doing an oversight of public works and what happened basically there. Where is that in the mandate of what we are supposed to do? The Minister of Police indicated in his report that the basis for his report is 5.9. Paragraph 5.9 of ACCA Committee 2's recommendation. What is that? The committee recommends that the matter of what constitutes security and non-security upgrades as the present private residence be referred back to the cabinet for determination, etc., etc. The minister went along in his report to do that. In these proposed findings of the ANC, there's nothing about that. Nothing. No findings in terms of what security or non-security. No findings in terms of what the president should pay or should not pay. We are busy in terms of your proposals. No opulence, exaggeration of scope, no value for money spent, etc., etc. These proposals, this fine, do they have no view in terms of the minister's report? Because I'm trying to understand the words. The closest I've come to that is the two last words. The second last one says, the report of the Minister of Police responds to the House resolution. English is not my first language. What are we trying to say with response? Are we trying to say that we agree with the minister's report, or we say the minister's report agree with our resolution that came in the first place on the second ad hoc committee? With all due respect, Chairperson, if I look at the and then you come to the recommendations themselves, I don't know what the mandate for these recommendations would be, because they are surely not a the mandate given to this committee by the resolution of the House. These recommendations deal with trying to put things in perspective, trying to correct what was wrong in terms of process, steps to be taken, disciplinary, etc., etc. Am I wrong if I say that the report of the Minister of Police dealt with the question of what is security and what is non-security, and if the President should pay, if any, at all or nothing? And that's what the Minister's report says. In fact, he said, I'm only dealing with those four issues, the crawl and the chickens and all those nice things, and the swimming pool, and he found that, no, then, nothing to be repaid. I don't find one word in your proposed findings or recommendations that deal with those things. I'm suggesting, Chairperson, that you are complete outside your own mandate in terms of commitment. But be that as may, that is your problem, because you are very much convinced that this is the solution. We've put on the table that we think should be in the report, and if you look at our observations, they deal directly with the issues expressed by the Minister of Police in terms of what was expected of him in the first place. That's why we say clearly our observation is, yes, the President did benefit in terms of what happened there. Yes, this is not a security feature. Those are our observations. But you don't think that those things are relevant, Chairperson? It was earlier mentioned that we are talking about divorce procedure, perhaps. The ruling party must put on the table, they put on the table what they've got. It seems that we agree to the point where they came yesterday. And then it seems that we will have to put two different positions on the table and then the committee make a decision. Because I can assure you, and I know that I speak on behalf of my colleagues, we are not prepared to move away from the point of departure that we took, and we tried to convince you from the beginning that you are wrong in terms of the constitutional reality, in terms of this process.
The Honourable Gitman, followed by the Honourable Kwakwa, the Honourable Breitenbach.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. I quickly perused the new document that the colleagues spoke about. Some instances of a bottom repeat of the submission we received on the 23rd of June. They even referred to the same novel. But I think that the fundamental issue, and the new colleagues referred to the divorce, I think it's the first divorce in the second ad hoc committee where we fundamentally disagree in terms of the process of the role of Parliament, and also the resolutions of the House. Because we have dealt with a lot of the issues that is currently raised in your improved document, is still the same issues in terms of process that was raised during the second ad hoc committee phase. So I think to go now back to process at this stage, where we must deal with the findings and recommendations, is really, I think, not order. We must look at finance recommendations to deal with that. Raise points in Lemonade, and this document, and even in a review format, typed. So if that is the motive, I mean, then, you know, then we must really ask what is the next step. And I think we must really focus on the task, and this document is not really taking notes of the findings that we made when we visited Ghana, the logo. It's not really speaking to that. So that is a major issue, I think, major fault line in the submission from that side. So we must go back where we are tonight in terms of findings and recommendations, deal with it. We can't really ask second document. We've dealt with that process long time ago. And it's also maybe about the role of Parliament. Maybe we've got a different take on what is the role of Parliament, what's the role of a strong Parliament vis-a-vis other institutions. So that is, I think, also an issue that maybe fundamentally is on the table tonight. And Parliament must play its role. We've also referred to that previously. We can't sort that out. We must make decisions. We must reflect on our clients and recommendations and take it to the House and debate it. That's our role. Thank you.
Honourable Papa.
Thank you very much. Jay, indeed, I wish to concur with my colleagues in particular, Honourable Cornel, that was there. By saying that, remember the point of divergence happened when, as a committee, we did not agree to call certain individuals to appear in front of it. When we had that point of divergence, then it was unlikely that we converge or have reached a point of convergence towards that. Because then our default position is that if we're to come up with findings and so on, we run the risk of coming up with findings that contradict the findings of the report of the public protector, which we said right from the beginning that it is what we should actually follow. But the other issue, which is also important, is that in terms of these observations and whatnot, I think we need to cater to a certain extent what we've been discussing in the committee. But the point that we have not completely run away from this proposition is that there was anti-benefit. And I think that emphasizes that point. But it is, I think, the point of the message. It happened during the time when we did not allow a situation as a committee to call certain individuals to come in and get in front of it. That's the point. Thank you.
Honourable Breitenberg, followed by the Honourable September.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm largely covered by the Honourable Mudder. I just want to stress again what the Honourable Chairman says. The document provides context to our observations, and I just see no difficulty with it all. And for the Honourable Breitenberg to suggest that I don't speak to what we're talking about, then he clearly hasn't read the observations, because the observations are quite obviously about what we're talking about.
Honourable September.
I thought we should maybe just let me just read this again, because the references are made every time to why you did what you did right at the beginning and why you are at the beginning again. And then there are references made to quite a range of other rules of Parliament, and then the justification behind that. And our argument that we are putting forward comes from the following. If you look at the rule that speaks about the establishment of an ad hoc committee, in that rule it specifies very much what how it must be composed, how the House it must be put together, and very clearly what its mandate is. And even in relation to the clause 1-8 that I've been mentioned all the time, it is very specifically an ad hoc committee has those of the powers listed in Rule 1-8 only as are specified in the resolution or decision establishing the committee. What is it that we have done wrong in relation to that? But if you look at the other parts of the clauses also, it says that the ad hoc committee may only establish for the performance of a specific task. And that's the clause you don't want to accept. That's the one that you don't agree with. That's the one that takes you back to the public protector, takes you back to all the others, takes you back to the DA document, which the other parties have now been cajoled into, all of those kind of things. Now, clearly, this is where we are. So I'm not sure what it is that you are disagreeing with us, but you are asking us now to make it, if we are the entire Assembly sitting here and asking us to change the entire way of how the committee has been put together. It has been read over and over. If you've missed your opportunity at the last and a committee, it can't be right that we then want to resurrect and chant all over again. And again, it takes us completely outside of the establishment of the committee and what the mandate should be. And I think to not adhere to that is really unfortunate. Thank you, Chair. I propose that we move.
See, honourable members, I can't see what the arguments that you're raising that you are fighting one another, quite frankly. You are justifying the positions that are there. And the more and more you repeat of what was said before further reinforces that position. I'm now going to allow members who haven't spoken yet. First, the opportunity I see in the honourable Takule, and then the honourable Swerhead, and then the honourable Singh, followed by the honourable Damede.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I thought when we first took our oaths after the elections, we promised South Africans that we are going to serve them honestly. So, coming to this committee, Chairperson, I just want to remind ourselves that on the 20th of July, we went to Pietermaritzburg. On the 21st, we received a report from the Minister of Police as per a House resolution, and he was responding to the previous ad hoc committee's recommendations about those features which were deemed to be non-security features. On the 22nd, we went to Ghana. What the Minister presented to us is what we saw at Uganda. And while we were at Uganda, Honorable Chairperson, all of us, as different political parties who went to Uganda, I remind you who those parties are. It was the ANC, DA, IFP, ACGP, Freedom Front Plus, NFP, AIC, UDM, and ANC. These are the parties who are represented and who are still represented in this other committee. What we saw there, Honorable Chairperson, no one can say that we didn't have an agreement on what we saw on the ground. And we agreed that the state was defrauded and that all those people who defrauded the state must be brought to book. That is our argument. Some were shocked, some were embarrassed, some we reacted in many ways. But the shocking part of it, Chairperson, that shocked me the most, I didn't want to talk about this, but I think it's high time we talk about this, is that some of the opposition parties said that by bringing us to Ghana, you killed our electioneering strategy. Because Ghana is their electioneering strategy. I thought it's time I mentioned this. I didn't want to bring it here. I wanted to bring it somewhere else, whether on our debate or something else. But I think it is time now that we raise this issue.
I think we must do some of these things for the break in the house.
No, thanks. Person. We saw the poor workmanship, we saw the cleaning, the crawl, all those features which were deemed to be non-security features. The generals from SAC and from the South African National Defense Force explained to us that they were actually for security reasons. They were security features. The removal of the animals from the facility's crawl to that new crawl was as a result of the security officials that are installed there. Then, Chairperson, we came back, deliberated in that committee. We were in agreement on almost everything. Even the interviews that we made there, we were in agreement. Then, coming back, we agreed that as soon as the speaker referred the response by the Minister of Public Works, who was also responding to the recommendations of the previous other committee. We came back here. Both ministers came back to present to the committee. So,
to come back now and cry foul that some of us, we don't know about these things, then how can you be part of a report if you don't know everything, the information that was contained to the previous report? How can you be part of that report? Because here people sign that they are part of this report. This report is the very same report that Honorable Sass brought to this committee, of which we rejected. They added only the findings and recommendations. Then Chairperson, the problem that we are facing here is that the Honorable Member wants us as this committee to say that no, the President is responsible for defrauding the state, so the payments go to the President. What then will happen to the people who defrauded the state? What will happen to those officials? What will happen to the person who was managing this project? What will happen to those contractors? It can't be. We've been saying this point that you cannot try to find a blame where there is none. And as for the payment, that question of payment arises because of those features which were deemed to be non-security features. And we said in the previous other committee that we are not security experts. And we cannot say as members of parliament that these features are not security features. Then, we also said the public protector is not a security expert. And I'm still saying it. It's not a security expert. So, we cannot just, as parliament, when the report is brought here, then we rather stamp and say, this is correct. What is in that report? We don't agree with it. We went to Ghana and we saw what is in Ghana. So, as parliament, we are entitled to come up with our own report. We cannot just go and support something that is not there. We can't. So, Chairperson, I would suggest that those who divorce us on the second committee, they must live with it. We dealt with all the documents, Chairperson, and we are not going to go back. So our role here, the point of departure yesterday was that we are going to deal with findings and recommendations. So, Chairperson, let me make another point. You know, the obsession with the state president is a problem in this parliament. Because members of the opposition parties, they are so obsessed with the president, they don't want to see anything. Everything that goes wrong in South Africa must be attached to the president. It's not fair. Ladies and gentlemen, if the investigation points that the president did wrong, and that's why we agree. And we also agree, Chairperson, that all the money must be recovered from those people who defrauded the state. And there is a process already that the SIU is undertaking. So, Chairperson, we cannot come to this meeting as members of this glorious movement of ours and be blamed for our majority. It is not by default. We won the election. It is not our fault that one member will be serving in all the committees of parliament. It's not our fault. We must live with it. Those are the results of the conference. As for of the elections, yes, Chairperson.
Honourable Member, you must wrap up now, please.
Yes, I'm trying to do that, Chairperson, but the fact must be stated. Thank you. Chairperson, and also on those features, in Ghana, we saw two pieces of land. The one that belonged to President Zuma and his family, that the private residence is in that land. But all the other features are in the Ingwenyama Trust land. Then they say, okay, there is no title deed. Yes, in the rural areas there are no title deed. They are, they occupy the land through a certificate called a permission to occupy or right to occupy. Then, Chairperson, I don't mind having a divorce. If people think, what if that is what people want? We cannot be held a ransom, Chairperson. We are within our constitutional mandate to do this work as parliament. Our role is not to rubber stamp everything. Our role is to interrogate and deal with the issues before us. Our role is not to deal with rumors or to be obsessed with other things. With those words, Chairperson, I reject this report with the content it deserves. Thank you.
Member Smith, please, honourable members, I want to take this process forward.
I hope I'm going to help you there. Thank you. Chair, we've been started, and I think it has been repeated so many times. We indicated that we understood that the committee was recommendations, observations and findings. Dr. Matola repeated that. Now the opposition party have come up with 18 observations, whatever you call it, observations or findings, 18 of them and one recommendation. The ANC has come up with 11 findings and 4 recommendations. Why don't we go through them one by one? And let's throw out those that must be thrown out and live with those that must be lived with. Because we've been saying that continuously. All we've been saying is we don't think it's necessary to have the context. That was not agreement. Keep the context and use it as your argument. We don't want it as a document. That's all that we've said. But we've never said your recommendations mustn't be there. So I'm suggesting we do that. On both sides, here we can deal with it. But then, just one thing, so that if we can't leave this answers. Dr. Wilder says our report doesn't talk anything about our mandate and then limits the mandate to SAPS. You said the police. Just you spoke about the mandate from the House. But let's remind you that DPW through the minister also came and that was referred to us. So I could also say that you don't refer to anything of DPW, but you don't even do that because you refer to your report. So you're talking from both sides of your mouth. You're saying, we don't refer to SAPS. You refer to both and we refer to both. I think that's the first thing. I think the second thing that we must say, Chair, is continuously be raised that we acted in bad faith because we didn't call. Because that's what the chief of the majority party said. He said you could call. But it's the committee that decides on its process. We can't be dictated to by what the chief will say in the House. Of course they will guide us, but the committee. Here amongst ourselves, we'll make a decision. And if we've taken a decision who or no not to call, you can't call it in bad faith. He gave us a broad guideline, but we determine final decision. So I think we must clear those things here because it almost seems like we've been acting in bad faith and we were compelled to call. We took a decision not to call. The final thing is, this is why I think the AC is saying, we think you were acting in bad faith. Because just now somebody said, when we got to the point where we disagreed on whether we call certain people or not, it became clear that we were going anyway. If that was the case, after we took the final decision, why were you here yesterday? Because we took the decision more than a week ago. Why were you here yesterday? Why were you here the day before? Because you're coming out saying you had a far, hard and fast decision. And yet you sat here, you made us sit on yesterday. We, all of us together, trying to reach each other. But today, say we get told that no, they had taken a decision a long time ago. That once we took the decision, it was a fait accompli that we were going to disagree. I think, say, let's try and meet each other with the 18 points and the 11 points. And let's disagree where we disagree. I don't think it's time to divorce, but really, if that's where we must go, then we must go there. And it's fine.
You know, members, I think when you speak, you're going to assist us. I now see more hands going up. And you are repeating and repeating what we have said earlier. And I'm not going to add any more new names to this list. I have the Honorable Singh and the Honorable Kamede.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Chair, you know, I always believe in hope. You must live in hope. I know of many divorced couples who went through acrimonious divorces. And today they're living happily ever after.
Well, we're seeing it somehow. We sound like the social development
committee. No, because he spoke of maybe I should be there. The reason for that is when the truth comes one day, after that couple have realized that they blamed each other for nothing, and the truth emerges, then they'll say, no, we shouldn't have divorced. So maybe the truth will prevail one day in how we are dealing with these issues. But having said that, Chair, I just want to respond for the record to Honorable Shatel about the ad hoc committee. I don't know, I'm sorry. About the role of the ad hoc committee. I mean, here's the ACC, 2nd of June. The Chief Whip of the Majority Party moved that the House establishes an ad hoc committee, the committee 2-1. Consider the report by the Minister of Police dated 28 May in reply to the recommendations in the report of the ad hoc committee to consider the report as adopted by the NES. So we are here basically not to look at public works and the frauding and defrauding. We went through that already, right? So that's why Kandla is not going to finish. There are other steps that need to be taken, but as a consequence of what we saw, our main task here is to do this. That's the mandate we receive. And in exercising the mandate, it says sub 4, exercise those powers in rule 138 and the rules applicable to committees and subcommittees generally that may assist in carrying out its function. That's our mandate. We can't change the mandate of the House. So we've got to give a view on what do we think about the Minister of Police's report. Was he finding something that we can agree with? We don't agree with it, and why we don't agree. That is the mandate of this committee, and that's how far as we can go. As far as the general powers of committees, I mean, it's wide-ranging, and I don't want to repeat all of them, except to say that we can summon any person to appear before it, to give evidence, receive petitions, etc. So we have wide-ranging powers. So, in our view, that is the function of this here, in terms of the rules of the House, and it was stated in the resolution. But I think, Chair, we on the side of the House and of the unanimous view and conviction that there is no way we are going to put pen to paper and say that the presidents of the country who lives in Ghana did not benefit from the use of state resources on non-security features. I think that is our point of departure for us on this side of the House. We are saying to you that there are non-security features at Nkanda, which even the Minister of Police did not make a finding on. The Minister of Police focused on four issues that were mentioned by the public protector. Four issues, and you know what those four issues are. But yet, when this committee met on the 13th of November, the resolution of the 13th of November also asked him to look at the SIU report, to put together a technical team of qualified security experts from state security, SAPS, undertake an evaluation of existing security features at the private residence of the president, to assess whether the implemented security features are secure, and to evaluate the concern raised by the SIU report. Now, in the SIU report, which forms part of our mandate to look at, they speak about 4 million rand installing of air conditioning in the private Zuma residence. In the SIU report. They write off a 4.5 million rand building two roads for the use of the Zuma family. They write to us. They write off 3.3 million rand on landscaping around private residences. The SIU report. Not even the PP. Let's say we don't like whatever the PP said. That's what that report is saying. Now, the Minister of Police didn't investigate these issues. He selectively chose to go to four issues. And the Chair, Honorable Chair, and I say with respect, after our visit, what comes to light? You look at media articles, you look at statements made by certain people. We were told when we went there that the security system did not work at all. We went in there to say it did not work. So then we asked them, what did you do? How do you manage security of the president? Which is our concern. He's our president. Right? He's our president. And talking about election, he's certainly not talking about elections and what have you. And Kandla is controlled by the IFP. And even in by-elections recently, we won the wars. So it's not about electioneering here, but it's about a principle.
Recently, what I said to the deputy chief of the AFP, there are arguments arising now that there's a debate in the House.
Yes, sir, let me complete.
It's got nothing to do with
that. Right. Let me complete this argument, sir. That pursuant to our visit, where we saw these monitors lying, and Major General Zuma said these monitors never worked. Right? Here is a statement by the president, Mr. Magubane, who installed the security system
and there are chronographs of security system working.
What is the source of that?
The source is an article in the Sunday Times.
It's a newspaper article.
So, okay. And then he quoted in the photo. I'm just saying what he said. In the photos, one can see that the monitors showing footage from the cameras on the perimeter walls and at the gate are fully functional on the president's property. Now, I'm quoting him.
I'm just saying, really, we can't introduce newspaper articles here as arguments.
This is what Mr. Makubane said about this. So that means we were misled. I am contending that we were misled by Major General Zuma and the people referred to when they said, was this thing never worked? Because he is the person who said how much he was paid to do the job, it worked. And he's challenging anybody to say that it did not work. And I think this is relevant to the work of this committee.
Honourable Singh, an opportunity to finish.
I don't think one can reject what the person says in quotes. And maybe I won't quote him out of context. And if we were honest with ourselves, bring him and ask him. Bring him and ask him. But we didn't allow one person other than the Minister of Police and Minister of Public Works to come. Not even the landscaper or the person who was, you know, herding the goats. Nobody. And that was the cardinal mistake that we made, sir.
And just before I give the Honourable Gamera, the Honourable Chair, you said nothing to say thus far. So I'm quite interested to hear what you
said. Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. I hope I'm going to lunch taken. The Honourable Chairperson, I've long been deliberating on the same issue. Coming up now with the same decisions, the same arguments. Can I just propose that I will
proceed? Why are you interrupting the speaker next week?
One has been rejected. Allow the member to speak on the moment. One has been rejected, and another one. Let us decide what is the other doing over there, because this is not going to help us now. It will just go up to 4 o'clock in the morning. Same thing. Because we can't change what people are not together. They should say it. Let us proceed.
Thank you. The Honourable Member, what was your issue? Why did you want to
interrupt the member? I was worried because my revered friend, was closing the door for all of us.
No, not at all. He's not chairing the meeting.
Oh, okay.
Professor. Did you want to something to say, Honorable Kubisa?
Okay. My worry is that the last sentence from the report of the opposition parties looked like it was intimidating. I'm here to say no one must feel intimidated by that last sentence.
Which sentence is it?
The last one that the report of the Minister of Police is rejected isn't heard.
Oh.
There could be another room to it, that we go back to the entire...
Go back to Gantla?
Not to Gantla, but to the entire document. Both documents, and then we are able to look into our party. Why is the Honourable Mohamed Salah interjecting when I speak, sir?
No, Honourable Members, the chair from where you're sitting, allow Honourable
Mohamed Salah to... What is happening now? Now, we could come out what is, because the opposition parties are pointing to the national security features, and they put down them on paper. Black and white. Here are the non-security features that we want to be adamant about. And then the ruling party says we feel that these are security features. Then we could take the debate that way and say, I think as we debate, you could take us closer to the conclusion. Why do you say these are non-security features? Why do you say they are security features? I agree with Honorable Chaisa that because the belief is that because we seem to be circumlocating around similar facts, similar issues, it might take, we may talk until house come home. But something must project us towards the conclusion. Chairperson, thank you very much.
Honorable Gamere, the last speaker.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think one for the record, Honorable Moda. It was Honorable Singh who proposed in some respect that we call the ministers. So it did not come from this side. That was for the record, and we said to move forward. So let me tell South Africans the truth, that we call our own. No, that's not correct. Now, the second issue is that, in reference to what Honorable Singh said, we all went to Ghana, and we saw those monitors lying there. All control. I'm asking myself what type of patriotic South African would say, one, those monitors have never been stopped, so that the president is left insecure. Okay? That is why, because no money should be spent so that the president is exposed. That is what we saw. All those apparatus, some were still in boxes, and that is the control room. Control room controls everything about security, and that control room is not finished. So they cannot control the entire property because the control room is not finished. I think from this side, one thing is clear, even from that visit, that due to that, one, the president is not secure. Two, we didn't see any comfort today. And three is that the things that were said, there was no undue benefit. Because everything was explained. The animal enclosure was put up there so that animals do not disturb the centers. That was the reason. So in moving forward, all we need to do, we're not afraid of a divorce. We cannot be, you know, put a ransom in that way. We move forward. If we've got different views, let's accept that. If we've got different views, we must come to a conclusion. We all feel that we really supported the AC, even the report of the Minister of Police and the Minister of Public Works.
No, I don't want to get too involved in the custody and maintenance sector as well. Those settlements you must deal with outside, Honorable Swart. You want supporting? Maybe we should arrange child maintenance grants.
Chairperson, may I say something? Now, in light of him, I'm not adverse to the divorce.
There's some music.
I'm not adverse to the divorce, but I think we will not be able to get divorced because I think nobody wants the children. Chairperson, can I just make correct? I don't want a misunderstanding to be put out there. For the recall of the Honourable Minister of Police was proposed by the scene. But the original proposal to call the Honourable Minister came from that side. So just put it out there. I would suggest that we move forward. I don't think we're going to find each other. And Honourable Chairperson, you and your wisdom must decide how we take it further then.
No, I want proposals from the parties. There's two documents in front of us. The one document that was given to me this morning is entitled a draft report from the opposition. That's a document that you have been referring to. And then there's certain proposals under Hens findings and recommendations from the ANC. What was it?
No, sir, let's move forward. I want to firmly propose that the second document you spoke about, the findings and recommendations of the ANC, the 11 points that you put on there. And if you turn the page, Chair, the recommendations, there's three recommendations that are there. And just to round it up, Chair, I want to propose that we add two, and I'll read them slowly for the Secretary. So we've got three.
Out of order. There was a cut off time for findings and recommendations. That was it last time.
How does the
Honourable Member want to add
three
documents?
But Honourable Members, let's not be petty about this. There were proposals that would, if I wanted to say there was an 8-4 cut-off time, then I wouldn't even have received a document from the Honourable Breitenbach, really.
Yes, because it came at 4:00, I think. I was saying my proposal is that the 11, in terms of the findings, there are 11 findings. In terms of the recommendations that were circulated this morning, there are three. And in light of what was raised in the debate early on, I was proposing two more. The first one being, Chair, certainly recommendation number 4. The report of the Minister of Police be adopted. And recommendation number 5, the report of the Minister of Public Works be adopted. So, Chair, that is my firm proposal. That gets added to what we agreed to up to the end of business yesterday, which we called, I don't know, the short document or whatever it was, that these 2 pages in terms of recommendations that I need to add as a report, and that be the report of the committee.
Is there a seconder for that proposal? Honourable September, are there any other different view, Honourable Mulder?
Yes, Chairperson, I'm not seconding that report. I feel enlightened that my appeal just now that there are some...
Honourable members, I can't follow.
Yes, I feel quite excited that the argument I put a little while ago that the recommendations by the ANC did not even refer to the matter in terms of the 2 minute reports have found some fertile ground and that they found it necessary to amend their proposal. So at last we are making progress from that perspective. So, Chairperson, I would like to propose that the report drafted and supported by the 9 other parties be accepted as a report of the committee, obviously taking into consideration and combine that with the first part of what we agreed up to last night.
Okay. Seconded by the Honourable Singh of Breitenbach. So we have 2 proposals in front of us, Honourable members. I want to deal with the 2 separately from one another. Okay. The first proposal from the ANC refers to the proposed findings and recommendations as amended. Will those in favour raise their hands, please? Make sure you record the names. Voting members, can you please raise your hands? 7. And those against that? Rokwanko, you don't have a vote. You haven't registered, you're not voting. Professor Obisa, you left your idea at home in KwaZulu-Natal. There's 3 from the opposition who are against that proposal of the ANC. I now put the proposal made by the Honourable Mulder. Will those in favour raise their hands, please? There's 3, and those against raise their hands, please. That's right, 7. So it's 7-3. 7 who are against and 3 in favor. The proposal from the ANC is then adopted, it will be reflected, and the one of the opposition has been defeated and we will reflect that as well in the final report. Now then, at the point when we will adjourn now, we'll adjourn for a dinner break, which is here in the Marx Building restaurant, in the restaurant next to us, the new wing. And then we will return at approximately 7:30, where we will formally consider the final report. Honourable Singh?
Yes, Chair, before we adjourn, because dinner has its own dynamics.
I don't want to ask which dynamic you refer to.
Well, after dinner we come, our eyes will close here. Maybe can't we conclude that? No, I don't think it's going to take us very long to conclude the business of this committee.
I actually wanted the researchers who are here to capture the recommendations so that we know exactly what we have in front of us. There were changes made to the document last night. Honourable Moshecha, you had your hands up. You had your hand up about what is it? What are you raising?
I had one small addition. I don't know if you can allow me to.
What is the addition?
A recommendation.
Can you speak into the mic, Honourable Member?
A recommendation which reads as follows.
We've already voted on the recommendations. Tell me what are you raising so that I can make a determination whether it is whatever.
It was really to affirm that the report of the minister was based on the legitimate resolution of the National Assembly, but I think maybe covered, maybe
suggested. This was part of the deliberations.
It was based on the constitutional mandate deriving from the House.
This was part of the deliberations that we had yesterday. Okay? Honourable members, if you can just give me another half an hour, I really want us to capture what has happened now, and then we'll print a copy and we'll have it distributed. So let's return here by 7:45. We should be through by 8:00.
all members have received a copy of this report. Can you check, please? Check the report. Doing load shedding, a lot of incident. And I won't repeat what Honorable Swart has said. I'm still reading. Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes. On page 9, right at the top.
Right at the top.
I think there's a mistake.
Yes.
It says, after deliberations on the matter of calling more people to appear before the committee, the matter was called to a vote. The majority of members voted against the proposal. The result of the vote was 7 against, 4 rejecting the proposal. I think it's 4 supporting the proposal.
Yeah. Can everyone effect that amendment, please? It's on page 9 at the top. Page 9, right at the top, the result of the vote was 7 against and 4 in support.
Anything else? Yes, then on page 10, the second last line, I think we've left something out. It says, opposition parties tabled a proposed report. It should read, opposition parties tabled a proposed excellent report.
I present to the vote. You seem to be objecting against that. It's not deliberate. Get the honourable member report. Honourable Singh?
Yeah, I just want to know if we should put a table of proposal report that was rejected by the committee or if it was voted on by the committee. It was voted on and then it was a vote. And then what was for and what was against.
That was voted on. It will be recorded in the minutes anyway. But just for consistency, since there is a recording for vote earlier. So we'll make that amendment in that line as well. On page 10, the last sentence. Okay?
Are we changing this?
Can you just read it again on this thing? Opposition parties made a proposed report that was
voted on by
voted on by the committee.
Four in favor, 7 against.
Three. You are shrinking on the committee.
Two.
Honourable Swart, I'll come to you, Honourable Ambassador.
Just on bullet 6, point 6 on page 1, I think it's the PFMA, Public Finance Management.
Bullet 6 on page 9. Yes, PFMA. Any other members?
On page 5M, the need for the pool as an additional reliable water resource. You can't say as an additional one as a result of the as an additional reliable water resource. Should be added in that sentence.
The need for the pool is an additional reliable.
This is a reflection of what the minister said at that point.
But there's a word missing there.
The need for the pool as.
No, I'm not sure if it is supposed to keep something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, then take out the decision. Honourable members, what is your view, Honourable Fakulia? Yeah. So you must read that it for the poor was a result. See, why do you add other things on there when you are beginning to give an interpretation to it? I'll ensure, honourable members, that you get a copy of the clean document, the amendments having been effected. Is there any other changes that you see that need to be made to this report? I'll appreciate it if you can, if there's anything that raises to me. Yes, honourable member.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of this report with the slight amendments made.
There is a proposal for the adoption of the report as amended, seconded by the Honourable Gamel. Honourable Chairperson, I call for a division. Division having called, division having been called for the bells will be run for 30 minutes. Right, so there's the proposal. The proposal is for the report as amended to be adopted. Honourable Mulder?
Yes, Chairperson, I think for official purpose we should vote as well on this.
Yes. Okay, can I ask those who are in favour of the report to be adopted to raise their hands, please? Seven. And those against? It's three. Right? Seven, three. Honourable members, the report as amended is thus adopted by the committee. I will ensure that by tomorrow morning, electronically, you will receive the cleaned up version of the report. And I'll also ensure that the hard copy is sent to your offices for those who don't make use of the equipment. Right? Honourable Chair?
Yeah, Chair, just as we close the deliberations committee, we just want to, from the side of our thank you for the entire language you chaired the committee, and thank our colleagues for the very frank and open discussions. And, you know, politics is about agreeing with the city, and we've reached that stage. But thank you very much. It was interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you. For being patient with us until this time. So, and thank you once again for supporting everything. And thanks to the support staff and our content advisor, our content advisors, the secretariat, and also our legal advisor, and our honorable media guests who are here. And for being with us, you know, we've been with you in Pietermaritzburg and Bed to Cape Town. Thank you very much. And the officials from the Minister of Police who are always with us. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable members, thank you very much for your participation in this committee. A very important and difficult task that was given to the committee. Thank you for the frankness and the openness with which you approach issues, and also for ultimately, at the end of the day, although there's different views that emerge during the discussions, we leave one another with respect for the task that we have been given by different political parties that you are representing on behalf of the voters that ultimately voted. And I think it's important that in Parliament, that even if we disagree fundamentally about issues, that we differ in a way that will continuously improve the image and the standing of this critical institution of Parliament in the eyes of the people out there. Thank you to all the support staff and also to the media, and the meeting is adjourned.